This is The Blind Truth with Anna Tyler on RNIB Connect Radio. Anna is the chair of RNIB, and in her personal blog, she takes a wry look at living a colourful life with limited sight.
June the 1st, 2023. My natural colour. How did you dye your hair that colour when it's so short? This is my natural colour, I said. Nah, no one has hair that colour. I do, I said. What colour was it before you had chemo? She wanted to know. This colour. This is my natural colour. Well, it looks dyed, she said, before heading off to take the pick of people to chat to who really did have dyed hair and had the good grace to be honest about it. Our convener called us to order and we started the introductions. I always feel it's a mistake not to offer people some kind of guidance about what we might need to know about them. But this being a moving on from the you-know-what session, everyone felt able to reveal all kinds of information about themselves. Lots of people opened their remarks by explaining who they were married to and what a really terrific husband they had been, except that they could not help think they may be getting a bit bored of it all by now. I don't want to sound unkind about this, but I fear they could be right. The truth is, of course, I feel much the same about it all. I'm more than a man down. Conversation inevitably drifted into territory about the meaning of why me. In my view, it's just rotten luck. But I was not prepared for the explanations that ranged from too many kettle crisps to a glut of organic vegetables. The why is not the tricky question, but what to do about it is altogether a harder ask. We wouldn't have to wait long for the myth-busting NHS dietitian who, unfortunately, was running a week late. Fast forward a week and she was able to debunk our fears. A glass of red wine was a no-no, never safe, and could not be recommended. But everyone accepts that, well, ultra-processed food can be a necessity. Needless to say, I put my hand up and I didn't ingratiate myself to anyone for holding a contrary view. In the event we were offered a masterclass on how to make a smoothie, I would definitely leave. And now, announced our dietitian, we were all off to the kitchen for a demo on how to make the ultimate smoothie with lots of yummy fruit, whose molecular structure would be irrevocably altered by the blender. I put my hand up and I put it down again before absenting myself from this portion, or should I say, slurry of the agenda. The following week, we were all introduced to the concept of exercise by a former army instructor who wanted to give something back. He wanted to give rather more back than I expected and without a blush claimed an increased survival rate of 20% for ladies who can work up a sweat. I put my hand up and then thought better of it before sitting down. Week three also saw the arrival of the large print questionnaire, thoughtfully printed over the top of the regular questionnaire, so utterly illegible. Never mind, our medical student volunteer would read me out the questions. I answered them all, and not in hushed tones, because if there is one thing I am sure of, it's that everyone wants to know how often other people open their bowels, have intimate relationships, feel depressed, binge drink, take the wrong or the right type of drugs, or experience feelings of frustration. I'm not being cynical about this. I never went back. I realise I'm in the very lucky group that may not be through the treatment, but in my head, I'm moving on. I'm not looking over my shoulder, but straight ahead.
To subscribe to Anna Tyler's blog, The Blind Truth, and read her latest posts, go to theblindtruth.co.uk.